This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in a beautiful hadith, إِنَّ مِمَّا أَدْرَكَ النَّاسَ مِنْ كَلَامِ النُّبُوَّةِ الْأُولَى إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحِي فَصْنَعْ مَا شِتْ. He said, verily, the statements of what came to the people from the earlier prophets is, if you do not have any haya, any shyness, then do as you please. We see in the societies all around the world that it's YOLO. You only live once, do what you wish. You have the desire, go ahead and fulfill the desire. You only live once. Well, in Islam, it is not permissible to just fulfill every single desire that you have in secret or in the open. Why do we say both of those? Because particularly in secret, we have to remember that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to Uthman radiallahu anhu, when his thigh was slightly uncovered and Uthman came around and he covered his thigh. And then they asked him, why are you covering your thigh, ya Messenger of Allah? He said, أَلَمْ أَسْتَحِي مِمَّا تَسْتَحِي مِنْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Should I not be shy from that in whom, which the angels are shy from? The angels are around us at all times. So we should be shy from them to a certain degree, to where we don't do things immoral or, you know, act in an immoral way. Also, firstly, that we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-basir, that He sees you. And that's why ihsan is termed as worshiping Allah as though you see Him. So when we look at haya, which is shyness, it's important for the Muslim, male and female, to exhibit shyness. And this shyness ultimately is the shyness of the heart, the haya fil qalb. That this haya in the qalb of the heart is that they're shy before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're shy by not associating partners with Him. They're shy by having thoughts that are good about other people. About having those thoughts and those feelings, not letting them fester, but fighting the feelings that may not be beneficial for them. So doing what is beneficial for the Muslim and his iman. We talked in another video about integrity, that you act the same way around different people. That you don't act as a person that is just all out there and they're not shy around your old friends, for instance, and then act shy around people that are not from your old friends, a new group of people. The shyness should be exhibited in all places. But subhanAllah, understanding what is shyness in Islam is something that is very important for the Muslim. Not to make the analogy of what before Islam was considered shyness. Yes, there are universal aspects of shyness, but shyness is a characteristic of the mindful person, being that they do things or stay away from certain things in the way they look and act and speak, because they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching, Allah is all hearing, and Allah is ultimately the one that blesses you with goodness in this life and goodness in the next. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.